Leviticus chapter 16, the Day of Atonement. Yahweh spoke to Moses after the death of the two sons of Aaron, when they drew near before Yahweh and died. And Yahweh said to Moses, "Tell Aaron not to come at all times into the most holy place within the veil, before the mercy seat, which is on the ark." That's the lid, really, of the ark. "In case he die, for I will appear in the cloud on the mercy seat." So while God is really eager to have fellowship with us and to have us come to him, we've got to respect him and to realize that we are sinners and he is holy. And that's something that's not popular today, because people say, "Look, there's nothing wrong with me. How dare you say that I am a sinner or whatever? You've hurt my feelings." That's everyone's favorite comment these days, isn't it? When the Bible is very clear in condemning human sin. So, "Herewith shall Aaron come into the sanctuary with a young bull for a sin offering and a ram for a burnt offering." Always this awareness that you can only draw near to God if you recognize you've sinned. And that's why the real gospel isn't popular to many people, because they just will not accept that they've seriously, seriously sinned. They think that they're basically okay and it's everyone else who's at fault. "He will put on the holy linen coat, the linen breeches, the linen sash, the turban, and bathe his body in water before putting them on. He will take from the congregation of Israel two male goats for a sin offering and one ram for a burnt offering. He'll offer the bull of the sin offering for himself and make atonement for himself and for his family. He will take the two goats and set them before Yahweh at the door of the tent of meeting. Aaron will cast lots for the two goats, one lot for Yahweh and the other for the scapegoat. Aaron will present the goat on which the lot fell for Yahweh and offer him for the sin offering. But the goat on which the lot fell for the scapegoat will be presented alive before Yahweh to make atonement for him, and then sent away as the scapegoat into the wilderness." Now what that represented was how that the sins of God's people would be carried away into the desert. And as they watched this scapegoat, this goat that had gone free, running away into the desert free, obviously rather relieved that it hadn't been sacrificed, then that was therefore going to symbolize the forgiveness of their sin and how their sin was now totally taken away. I think it also looks forward. The goat that died was like the death of Jesus, and the goat that ran free and live into the wilderness is maybe like his resurrection. Because Paul is at great pains to point out that all this pointed forward to the work of Jesus. "He will take a censer full of coals of fire from off the altar before Yahweh and two handfuls of sweet incense beaten small and bring it within the veil. And he shall put the incense on the fire before Yahweh that the cloud of the incense may cover the mercy seat," that's the lid really of the Ark of the Covenant, "so that he will not die." Well, I think this incense represents prayer. That's what we're told in Revelation, that it is the prayer of the believers. And yet it's made up from incense that's been beaten small. And that's what makes prayer acceptable, that we are humble, that it's made up of little bits of us beaten small. "He will take some of the blood of the bull and sprinkle it with his finger on the mercy seat on the east. Before the mercy seat, he will sprinkle some of the blood with his fingers seven times. Then he shall kill the goat of the sin offering that is for the people, and bring his blood within the veil, and do with his blood as he did with the blood of the bull, and sprinkle it on the mercy seat and before the mercy seat. And he shall make atonement for the holy place because of the uncleanness of the children of Israel and because of all their sins. No one shall be in the tent of meeting when he enters to make atonement in the holy place until he comes out and has made atonement for himself and for his household and for all the assembly of Israel. He shall go out to the altar before Yahweh and make atonement for that. Take some of the bull's blood and the goat's blood and put it around it on the horns of the altar. He will sprinkle some of the blood on it with his fingers seven times and cleanse it and make it holy from the uncleanness of the children of Israel. When he's made an end of atoning for the holy place, the tent of meeting and the altar, he will present the live goat. Aaron will lay both his hands on the head of the live goat and confess over him all the sins of the children of Israel, and will put them on the head of the goat and will send him away into the wilderness by a man who is fit to do this. The goat will carry all their sins on himself to a solitary land, and he will let the goat go into the wilderness. So as I say, that was a sort of a visual picture of how all our sins are really taken far, far, far away into the wilderness. So by all means, God was trying to help the people to understand by these sort of acted parables how far he has put our sins away from us. Aaron shall come into the tent of meeting and will take off the linen clothes which he put on when he went into the holy place and leave them there. Then he will wash himself in water, put on his clothes, and come out and offer his burnt offering and the burnt offering of the people, and make atonement for himself and for the people. The fat of the sin offering he shall burn on the altar. Whoever burns the offerings will wash his clothes, bathe his flesh in water, and afterward come into the camp. So all the time there was the awareness of uncleanness, the awareness of sin, the awareness of imperfection. And although we don't keep the law of Moses anymore, we don't have to do all this offering of animals and so forth, the lesson really is that we have got to be aware of our own weakness, our own sinfulness, and the fact that that is all dealt with in Jesus does not mean that we should therefore just think that, well, it doesn't matter, that it's sort of automatic. Not at all. So on this day, atonement will be made for you to cleanse you. From all your sins, you shall be clean before Yahweh. This shall be an everlasting statute for you to make atonement for the children of Israel once in the year because of all their sins. Well, in the New Testament, Paul has a lot to say about this. He says the fact that they needed to have a day of atonement once a year was proof enough that the blood of bulls and goats offered in their sacrifices had not taken away their sin. And therefore he sees all this as particularly pointing ahead to the work of Jesus. And the high priest would come out from the day of atonement, from having offered the sacrifice, and proclaim that the people were forgiven. And again, Paul looks at that and says, that's like Jesus appearing the second time when he comes back in his second coming without sin, that is, our sin has all been dealt with unto salvation. So all this looks forward to how really and truly our sins are dealt with and have been taken far, far away from us, and they will not be a barrier between us and God and us entering God's kingdom.